Okay, on Gimel Amud Aleph. Start back. Gemara says that the Maisa with Hilni Hamalka, she was sitting in a sukkah, and it was 20 amas high, and the Rabbana didn't say anything, and Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from there that it's kosher. Gemara says, according to those Amoraim who say that the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, is only where the walls don't reach the Schach. But if they reach the Schach, everybody agrees it's kosher. So this case is talking where the walls don't reach the Schach. Okay? Darka Shel Malka, Leishe B'Sukkah, Shein Tefonos Magiyos L'Schach. Okay? It's possible to say that a queen sat in a sukkah that the walls didn't reach the schach, and therefore there was a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon whether that sukkah was kosher or not. Mishum Avira, because she wants some air, so she makes walls that are short. Mishum Avira, Ruach Shu Sholeit Bonet Nehat Tachom. It's hot, and she wanted an airy sukkah. So that's possible. Ela Man Yom B'Sukkah Ketana Machlokas. Right, but according to the Man Yomer, who says the only time Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue is by a sukkah that is the minimum amount, so the Chidarka Shomalka Leisha B'Sukkah Ketana, it's not mistaber that Hilni Amalka was sitting in a sukkah that was exactly the shear of either 7 by 7 Tfachim or the shear of what's it called of Arba Amos by Arba Amos. Is Amalka sitting in such a sukkah? Right, Elamai. She must have been sitting in a bigger sukkah. And still, there's a machlokas. You see that the machlokas is even by a bigger sukkah, not dafka by the minimal sukkah. Omar Rabba Bar Rav Ada lo nitzucha el sukkah asuya kitanios kitanios. No, it's talking about a big sukkah which has rooms in it, small rooms. The chidarka shel malka leishe b'sukkah asuya kitanios kitanios. The malka sit in little rooms, sits in a big, nice, a roomy sukkah. Omravashi lo nitzrucha el kitonio shibba. No, in a chanami. The sukkah had little rooms, and it had a big room. She was sitting, we'll see, in the big room. And her children were in the little rooms. Rabbonin savri boneho besukkah ma'al yahavi yasvi vihi yasva bikitonios. Mishum tzniusa. No, the Rabbonin held that the reason why Esrim Amma was what's it called, was kosher, was pasul, because she was sitting in the little room. And the male, she didn't need the sukkah. So the fact that she was sitting in a sukkah, which was 20 amas high, meant nothing. And the reason she sat in that, it's not that she only had a little sukkah. That was the question we had before. Does a malka only have a little sukkah? No, she had a big sukkah. But she chose to sit in one of the inner small cubicles of her big sukkah for tznius reasons. Umishim hachi lo amri lo dover. And that's why they didn't say anything, because the kids were in the sukkahs that were what's it called bigger. And the nela, what's it called, everybody holds higher than 20 amas is okay. And she was in the sukkah that was a minimum measurement, right? And therefore they didn't say anything to her because she didn't need a sukkah. Even though, according to the Rabban, it was possible. Rabbi Yehuda sover boneho gaboha v'yasvi. V'afilu haki lo amri lo dover. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that her children were sitting with her. We'll see 1 second with how that was possible if it was a little cubicle. She had 7 kids. Right? But the children were with her. And they needed chinuch. And they needed a sukkah that was less than 20 amas. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda said, and still the Rabbanah didn't say anything, must be that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amas, even the minimum measurement is kosher. Rashi. Elam ad yomer b'ktana plige, avo b'gdol afilu Rabbanah modu, but according to the Amoro says that the machlokas is only by a minimum size sukkah, but a bigger sukkah, everybody holds as kosher, then what's this braisa talking about? What was the raya, right, that Rabbi Yehuda brought, that the sukkah was higher than 20 amas, and the Rabbanah didn't say anything? Of course they didn't say anything. It was a bigger sukkah than the minimum amount. Where it says, V'chidarka shel malka v'alo narosel misharsel misubi mima. The sukkah over there must have been bigger, because a malka doesn't sit in a little sukkah. She has all her attendants. She has to sit in a big sukkah. L'kitoni oshaba, sukkah gedola l'vnei misibasa. She had a big sukkah. And all her attendants were in the bigger rooms of the sukkah. The ketonios ketana besochel shnius. She had a little cubicle for herself that she went into to sit privately. The he the ketonios yosva, the afalgad the psula lo ichbaslan, the isha ptura ben asukkah. And even though her little sukkah was possible because it was the minimal shear, it could have been even less than the minimal shear, didn't make a difference. But if it was the minimal shear and 20 amas high, any chanami was possible according to the Rabbanan. But still, they didn't say anything because she was a woman. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, and Rabbi Yehuda holds no. She and her children were all in the minimal sukkah. And still the Rabbanan didn't say anything. And so Masariah, that even a minimal sukkah is kosher 20 amas. Vim toma l'Rav Chanan, demoki pluksa b'she'ina machzekas, elekedei rosho v'rubo v'shulchono. According to Rav Chanan, he's going to have to explain this braisa, that it's not a sukkah of Arba Amos by Arba Amos, but it was a sukkah of Rosho Ruva Veshulchano, Zayin Tvachin by Zayin Tvachin. So the Ketonios was seven Tvachin by seven Tvachin, right? Hocha kivin debonel gabo havi legedola. Lamaisa, how in the world could she and her seven kids fit in a sukkah that was seven Tvachin by seven Tvachin? Umoldu bar Rabbanan. And still the Rabbanan are molde that what's it called, there should be kosher. And here from the Brises, Mashma, where they were sitting was Taka Pasul. Umay Raish Rabbi Yehuda, what's the Raya of Rabbi Yehuda? Must be talking about a sukkah that's bigger than the minimum of seven Tvachim by seven Tvachim. Yeshlomar de Shulchan of Besokha Sukkah Gdola Haisa. Her Shulchan was in the big sukkah. So it was still in the sukkah, it wasn't in the house. In other words, it was a sukkah with a lot of rooms. So she and her children were in the little sukkah, right? And that's where the machlokas was, whether it's kosher 20 amos or not. And Rabbi Yehuda held that the children with her, and if the Rabbanan held it was possible, they should have said something because of the children. And the shulchan was in the big sukkah, outside this little room. And that was okay. Ubaneha ala shulchan hayu yoshvim, roshin veruban, velokim esubim hein, velokim skufim. And the children were sitting straight up, not like we said before, eliskufim, not veloskikskufim, elikiskufim. They were sitting like we sit at a table, right? And the mela, what's it called? That was the thing. The shulchan was in the big thing, and they were sitting in the small sukkah with her, right, open to the table, and they were sitting straight up and down. The linira devari l'rabchan and kasha. Rashi says the second teretz is that Avadi, the Gemara, didn't mean to answer this braisa according to Rav Chanan, only according to the one who holds that it's Arba Amos by Arba Amos. Then it's possible that all her children were with her in a sukkah that was Arba Amos by Arba Amos. The high teretz of Rav Huna, this teretz only Rav Huna. The chi ikar, the shir rosh of Aruba amrin lekamon, the enuel is zayin tvachim, the efshel is shiva bonim b'shiva tvachim. It's impossible to have seven kids and her in a sukkah, which is only seven tvachim by seven tvachim. Tosa says a different teretz. Tosa says that that shir of seven tvachim by seven tvachim is not just where it's what's it called seven by seven. But you could have a long sukkah that's like one tefach by what's it called by 49 tefachim. As long as it has the area of 49 square tefachim, that's kosher. It doesn't have to be dafka 7 by 7. It could be 49 by 1. And therefore it's possible that maybe it was like 24 by 2. So there's two tefachim width, and the kids were like in a train, one after the other in that room. Okay. Also, they bring a raya from here. If you have a sukkah and it has rooms in it, and one of the rooms is what's it called less than the shear, can you sit in that room or not? Right? The whole sukkah is kosher, but there's little rooms inside the sukkah. So some hold that that's still what's it called, still kosher. Magen Avraham holds that it's possible. Because you see from here that the ketonios, if it was the ketonios were 20 amas high and the rest of the sukkah was lower, the ketonios is possible, right? But the Magen Avraham therefore holds if the ketonios are less than 7 tvachim, if you have a little corner in the sukkah, right, that's less than 7 tvachim, you can't sit in that part. But the others, the Bikur Yaakov, the Chazon Ish, all argue on this Magen Avraham, and they say that when it comes in the area, there's a klal of psal hayotzi min asukkah, that even if you don't have a wall at all, the schach, it keeps extending, and you have a kosher wall, then you make it as if the wall extends, and the part without the wall is also kosher. So it can't be that inside the sukkah, right, a wall less than seven tefachim should make it worse than something that has no wall at all outside the sukkah, right? So they hold that it's okay. And the svar of the Magen Avraham is a psal is where there's no obstruction. But if there's something, a mechitza, that separates from the regular the sukkah, that could make it possible. But that's a machlokas. You have a small room inside a sukkah that's less than the sheer sukkah, right? Some hold that it's kosher since it's part of the bigger sukkah, and some hold that lamaisa, since they're mechitzas, it separates it and it's possible. Okay. Omer of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, halacha tzricha shtei machzekes rosho v'ruva v'shulchano. So Shmuel bar Yitzchak said the halacha is that the minimal shear of a sukkah is machzekes rosho v'ruva v'shulchano, which is seven tefachim by seven tefachim. Omer le Reb Abba Kaman, Omer le Ela Kaman, that goes like Beishamai Echanami. Here's one of the places we paskin like Beishamai. Tosis brings down in from the Seder of Amram Gom, that six places we pass in like Beishamai, and here is one of them. Right? Here's one of the cases where the halacha is like Beishamai, that you need Rosh over Rubo over Shulchano, and not like Beis Hillel says only Rosh over Rubo. Ikad the Amre, Omer Reb Abba, the Omer Lechomoni, Omer Le, Beishamai, Velotozos Mina. Some say that he didn't ask it as a Kasha, but he said, who is this go according to? Beishamai, and you shouldn't go away from it, that's the halacha. Rashi, according to Beis Hillel, the minimal measurement of a sukkah is Rosh of a Rubo, and not Shulchanah. Kedlakamon the Perak HaYosh. Maski Flor of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Mimai de Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel besukkah ketana plige, Dilma besukkah gedola plige. Ukigon de Yosef apuma de metalalto v'shulchanah v'soch habayis. The Beis Shammai savri gazrinan shemiyim shechach ha-shulchanah, u Beis Hillel savri lo gazrinan. Right? Maybe who said the machlokas beisham and beis hillel is in what the minimal measurements for a sukkah are? Whether you need rosho rubo v'shulchano, like beishamai, or rosho berubo is enough. Maybe the machlokas beishamai is in a big sukkah, where you're only sitting in the sukkah according to beis hillel, and your shulchan is in the house. So beishamai are afraid that you'll be nimshach achar shulchano and you'll end up eating outside the sukkah, and not realize it. And Beis Hillel says, we're not afraid. You're sitting in the sukkah, you'll bring the food to you. You won't go and sit over the table. But in the minimal amount of the shear of the sukkah, could be everybody agrees, one way or the other. Okay? The Dekanami, and I'll bring you a proof, that that's the way that they argue. They argue about a big sukkah. Not the measurements of a small sukkah, but a big sukkah where your shulchan is in the house. Is it kosher or not? Are we afraid that you're going to be nimshachach of the shulchan or not? Diktani, we have a Mishnah. Mishahoya rosho v'rubo b'sukkah. V'shulchan b'sukkah b'ayis. A person was sitting rosho v'rubo in the sukkah and his shulchan was in the house. Beishamai poslim u'beishil machshirim. Right? Beishamai says it's posel. U'beishil says it's kosher. Dim isa machzekes v'ena machzekes v'boilet. If the machlokas is in the shear of sukkah, right, a sukkah that can hold a table or not hold a table, then it should have said the sukkaso machzekes shulchano or not. Not that the shulchan was in the house, right? Gemara says if a sukkah ktana lo plige. Okay, so you prove me from that mishnah that they argue also by a big sukkah, and the machlokas is: are we afraid that you're going to be nimshach after the shulchan or not? But they also argue by a small sukkah. But Tanya. Nachzekes rosho v'ruva v'shulchano k'sheira Rebbe Omer atshiyah ba'arba amos al arba amos. We have one brisa that says, the Tanakhama says, that if the sukkah holds rosho v'ruva v'shulchano, it's kosher, and Rebbe holds you need arba amos al arba amos. The Tanya Idach, we have another brisa that says, Rebbe Omer kol sukkah shein ba'arba amos al arba amos psula, right? The Chachamim Omrim afilu eino machzekes al rosho v'ruva k'sheira. It doesn't say shulchano. V'ilu shulchano loktani. Kash and Adodi, the Brises are, right, we have Reb Yehuda is constant. He's consistent, Arba Amos by Arba Amos. But the Rabbanon who argue on Reb Yehuda, in one place say you need Rosh HaRubo v'Shulchano, and the other place they say just need Rosh HaRubo. Elamai, Elalav, Shmami, Noha, Beishamai, Beisil. That one's Beishamai and one's Beisil. We don't have other Tanoim that argue in this thing. So it must be that the Tanakama of Rebbe in one Brisa is Beishamai, and the Tanakama and the Rabbanan of Rebbe in the other Brisa is Beisil. So you see that Beishamai and Beisil also argue about the size of a minimum sukkah, if you need Shulchano included or not. Omer Marzutra Masnisa Nomideka. Even from that mission you brought before, you can be medayik that they're arguing about measurements of a small sukkah. Midiktani beishamei poslimu beishil machshirin. Vim isa beishamei omrim lo yotza beishil omrim yotza. If they're arguing about a big sukkah, then the argument's not in the sukkah's kosher or not. The argument is whether the way you're sitting in the sukkah, you yotze the mitzvah or not. So it should have said, Beishamai says you're not Yotze, and Beisil says you are Yotze. But it shouldn't have said, Beishamai says it's possible. What's possible? You're not possible. Elamai, the sukkah is possible, and it must be talking about a minimal sukkah. The Elakasha Mishahoya, Elamai, it's a kasha then, who is the beginning of the Mishnah? The Olam Batarti pleading. No, the Mishnah tells me they're arguing about two things. Plige besukkah ktana, plige besukkah gdola. They argue by a sukkah ktana what the minimum measurement is. Beishamai says minimum rosh arubo v'shulchano. Beisil says rosh arubo. And if it's less than rosh arubo v'shulchano, according to Beishamai, the sukkah is possible. And plige besukkah gdola. They also argue in a big sukkah. If your shulchan is not in the sukkah, whether you yotze the mitzvah or not. The chesuri mechsera, and the Mishnah is missing something. The Mishnah should say the following: V'achi tani, misha hayerosha v'ruba v'sukkah v'shulchanu v'soch habayis beishamei omrim lo yotzo beishilim rim yotzo v'she'ena machzekes elikadei rosha v'ruba v'vad beishamei poslim beishilim machshirin. That's how the Mishnah should read. Two separate machloksin, and some learn that they're not really separate machloksin, but the same reason that Beishamei holds that that if his shulchan is in the house. Right, we're afraid that you'll go be nimshach afterwards. Memela in a small sukkah where the shulchan can't be in the sukkah, it has to be outside the sukkah, it can't be kosher because we're still afraid that you're going to go after the shulchan. So therefore the minimal measurement of a sukkah has to be that the shulchan's in the sukkah, because otherwise we're going to be afraid that you're going to go after it. So the Torah made the shear, others hold no, that the reason Beishamai holds you need Rosh Rubo v'Shulchano is not because we're afraid that the Shulchan's outside, you're going to go after it. Because maybe it's talking where you have no Shulchan at all. So the Sukkah is big enough for Rosh Rubo, there is no Shulchan. So we're not afraid you're going to go after your Shulchan. The reason Beishamai holds Rosh Rubo is not kosher is because you need a Dira that's called a Dira. And less than Rosh Rubo Shulchan is not called a Dira. That's the Ram. But there's other Yishalmim who learn that Beishamai is both reasons are the same. The same reason why by a big sukkah, Beishamai says you're not yotzi the mitzvah, because we're afraid you'll be nigrer after the shulchan, is the same reason why Beishamai holds that in a sukkah that you can't put a shulchan in, it's possible. There's also a shaila, according to Beishamai, so the ma'aseh and the halacha is like Beishamai, in a sukkah ketana. That a sukkah ketana has to be zayin by zayin, rosh arubo v'shulchano. This is one of the cases we pass from Beishamai. Shaila is the halacha like Beishamai in the bigger sukkah also, in that part of the machlokas. So there, the halacha is like Beisil. Right? And if the halacha is like Beishamai, that you need, if shulchanah was babayis, you're not yotze. Are you not yotze mid the rabbanon as a siag? Because the rabbanon were afraid that you go after the shulchan, and therefore what's it called? They said you're not yotze if you sit like this. Or no, since they made a takana that you're not yotze if the shulchan is babayis. They were mafkia the mitzvah completely. We had it in Barachas by Kriyashma. They said, if you can't read Kriyashma after Chatzos, are Yotze ben HaTorah, just you're over a siag the Rabbanan, or the Rabbanan have the power to take away the mitzvah. Right? Some Rishonim learned, the Ran amongst them, that the Rabbanan didn't have the power to take away the mitzvah, but lo yotza means you weren't Yotze the mitzvah the way the Rabbanan wanted you to do it. But avari min HaTorah, Yotze the mitzvah. And others learn lo yotza means kipshuta. You're not Yotze at all. Just like Rabbeinu Yonah said by Kriyashma, once the Rabbanan made a takana, they could take the mitzvah away, the mafkia the mitzvah completely. Okay, let's see Rashi. And other Rishonim learned that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, when it comes to Sukkah Gedola, and Rosh HaVeruba B'Sukkah and Shulchan B'Sukkah Bayis is what's it called, you are Yotze. See Rashi. Kibay Shammai, the Ikibay Silla lo boy Shulchan. According to Bay Silla, you'll need Rosh HaVeruba, not Shulchan. Okay, look, come on, Terakayoki. The Deka Nami Garcina. The Deka Nami Lakamon Bigdola Plige. Right? We can also mean a diet that they're arguing also by a Sukkah Gedola. Vehu yoshev al pesach mi bachutz v'rosho mushka v'tocha v'shulchanu lifnei gufo b'bayis. Talking where he's laying in the sukkah, right, with his feet into the sukkah, his head towards the end of the sukkah, and the shulchan, again, he's reclining with his head towards the door of the sukkah, and the shulchan's outside the door. Miniktoni gabe plugsa mishahoya v'lo ayre b'shur the sukkah. Then the fact that the Mishnah says Mishahoya Rosh HaVeruba B'Sukkah, it's not talking about the measurements of the Sukkah, it's talking about how he's sitting in the Sukkah. Dim Isa the Bishiura the Sukkah Plige Lisne Sukkah Machzekis Rosh HaVeruba V'Shulchan Okshera the She'ena Machzekis Elikadei Rosh HaVeruba B'Shamei Posim B'Zil Machshirim. Should have described the Sukkah, not how he was sitting. Omar Marzuta Deka Nami Debiktani Plige B'Shiura. But I can also bring you a raya that they're arguing by a minimal Sukkah, what the measurements are. The posel the machshirin al korchach hasukkah mahadri, because posel the kosher is going on the sukkah, not on if you're yotze or not. So if it's not talking about the kashrus of the sukkah, it wouldn't say kosher and posel. It would say yotze velo yotze. Ela lo garshin, vachi garshin, la olam betarti pliga. The Gemara answers, Taka, they're arguing about two things, both sukkah gedola and sukkah ktana. By a sukkah gedola, they're arguing whether you're afraid there'll be nimshach after the shulchan. By sukkah ketana, they're arguing what's the minimal shear, and some say that that's also for the same reason. Lechora, if it's the same reason, it's mistaber that we paskin like Beishamim in both things. If it's not the same reason, then it's possible like those Rishonim will say, v'gabi sukkah ketana, we paskin like Beishamim, v'gabi sukkah gedola, we paskin like Beishilim. Okay, the next piece starts, the whole piece, which is the next Amud, so we'll leave it for tomorrow.